This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Lugnuts pitcher Matt Gunter. Matt, what have you learned about pitching this summer?
Whatever I learned about pitching? Getting ahead is the most important thing with pitching. Honestly, it's night and day. The results when you fall behind and when you get ahead. So,
was that something you had heard before, but now you're really seeing the
yeah,
proof?
Yeah, just seeing the results and like seeing the differences between outings.
Before you joined the Lugnuts, there's spring training. I want to go back before that. After you made your pro debut last year, what did you want to get out of your offseason?
I wasn't really too sure what it was going to be like. I just followed the program they gave us. I just wanted to come back better. I don't know.
Were you surprised to be drafted?
I thought I was going to get drafted.
Yeah.
You know, you can't. I don't know. I had a really good senior year, so.
Really strong senior season.
Yeah.
Did you surprise yourself with how well you pitched?
No, I put in the work, and when you put in the work, that's how it goes, man. Like, the results show for themselves.
And then here comes the draft, and you're ready. Where were you during the whole draft process?
I got called on day two, so I was really upset. And then third day, I thought I was gonna go earlier than I went, so I was getting kind of sad. Honestly, I just went to the gym, and I was at the gym. I got a call. I got a bunch of texts first. Actually, like, all my buddies were like, "Congrats, dude! Like, good job!" Like, and I was like, "All right, yeah." And saw my name drafted. So,
yeah. Did you think before that you thought maybe this wasn't going to be the way?
I was ready. Either way, I was probably gonna like go play indie ball or something. Mm-hmm. Just give it a couple years or so, see what happens. You know.
But you got the call. You got all of those texts.
Yeah.
Did you have any other friends who were drafted?
No, not really. All my buddies are kind of done playing baseball, so it's even when I go back home, it's kind of hard to find someone to play catch with, you know, because no one's playing baseball anymore. So,
how much are all of them following along with every one of your starts?
Oh, they going back this offseason was awesome, man. Honestly, just like seeing and celebrating with them, like my first year, it was a good time, man.
How was your pro debut down in the G?
Really good. I like a .9, and it wasn't what I expected, but. You know, now that I'm in Lansing, this is kind of what I thought it would be more like, you know. So, it went really well.
Your off-season finishes. You head to your first spring training. What was that like?
I thought it was going to be a lot worse, to be honest. It wasn't so bad. Everyone said, like, oh, it's terrible. We got 8-hour days, all that. But it was whatever. It was like 4-hour days. It wasn't too bad.
Who are your favorite guys that you've met in this organization so far?
I liked Pannone a lot. Thomas Pannone's a good dude. I mean, obviously the guys I play on the G with, like David Schneider. Like, I've made some good friends here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, did you expect to make a team out of that opening day full season rosters when all of them were posted?
I mean, I thought I would, but it's, you know, it didn't work out that way. I had to stay a couple more weeks and extended. Ended up going to Dunedin for a little bit.
How did you find out that, hey, Dunedin needs you to pitch for them?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you what happened. Something in Double A happened, and then like one of their starters had to go up and cover for, I think, I had like four outings there.
Well, you make your first outing. Wasn't that four hitless, scoreless innings?
Yeah, yeah.
How good did that feel?
It felt like I was going to stay there, honestly. Like, it felt really good, you know.
So you come down to Lansing. What's this clubhouse like to be a part of it?
I loved it, man. Everyone here is just... Everyone here is a competitor, you know, right? Especially right when I got here, man. It was a different environment. I loved it. You know, everyone wanted to win.
How's Antonio Castros as a pitching coach?
Tony's the man. He has a lot of good stuff to say. And he can talk for a little bit, but, I mean, everything he says is just high-quality stuff, you know. He's a good person to learn from.
Joined by Lugnuts pitcher Matt Gunter. So now you join this Lugnuts team. And you did have those up-and-down outings.
Yeah.
You had the two starts of six innings, one run in a row. Was that the process paying off? Was that something that you saw, hey, this is now paying off?
I mean, yeah, you just got to trust the process, man. I mean, obviously, physically, I'm not where I want to be right now. All my velo's kind of been down this season.
Yes.
So I've been having to adjust accordingly. Last outing, I switched from four-seam to sinker, and I had a lot more success with it. So, I mean, it's just trying to adjust, like, for in-season things you don't expect to happen during the season, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it to the point now where you go, okay, now I've got a new plan for this off-season?
Yeah, definitely.
What are you going to change up?
You'll see. Yeah. I'm not going to reveal it.
Have you ever worked any off-season jobs?
Yeah, I worked at In-N-Out this last off-season.
How'd that go?
It was all right. I made more money there than I have in baseball. So.
How's it feel to be a pitcher?
I mean, I love pitching. I love being... that's where, you know, your ego is kind of like... You know, I like being like the guy that determines like an outcome of a game. Like, yes. I like contributing that much, you know? Whether it be like one out of every five games, like, I like being like that guy.
I was talking to Connor Fisk, who's a big strategy game guy, and he said pitching is just all one big strategy game. Do you see that?
Absolutely. I love it. That's why I love it. I love competing. I love analyzing. I love, like, I just love, you know, strategy, you know, like with Catan. We talk about Catan. Yeah. I just like strategy, you know.
Leading up to a start, do you have a routine?
I kind of just play video games till until it's time. I don't know. I don't really. I mean, I always eat a good meal the night before. I eat a good breakfast, you know, and just try and relax.
Do you have any go-to games right now?
Video games?
Yeah.
I like League of Legends a lot. I play League. Everyone else plays a lot of Fortnite. I kind of play Fortnite. I'm not too into it, but, you know, yeah.
Joined by the Lansing Lugnuts, Matt Gunter. Was there a biggest game that you have ever pitched in?
The most nervous I've ever been was probably my debut. Like, it ended up getting rained out, so I pitched to one batter. So that kind of, like, took a lot of the pressure off my back, pretty, like, easily, you know?
Yes.
Like, I didn't have to go more than one batter, so.
Were you pitching in the rain?
Yeah, it was, like, drizzling, and then right after I finished the batter, starts pouring down, called the game. I'm like, all right, well, that was
It's under your belt.
Solid debut.
And then you didn't have to pitch for another couple of days. A
couple of days, and yeah. But and I had that experience where I'm like, I already pitched, and like, I've already pitched in pro ball, you know?
What's this mean to you to be a professional baseball player?
I mean, I wouldn't want to do anything else. Everything else seems boring, honestly. Like, I can't be in an office or doing all that stuff. That's just not me.
The play you made on the line drive back to you off the bat of Hendrick Clementina, all reaction?
Yeah. Yeah, it was, I mean, literally, like, do or die. That would have, like, squared me straight up in the jaw. Yeah, so, I mean, I didn't really, like, think. I just reacted. I want to see a video of that, honestly, if someone could get me that.
We'll get that to you. Is that the best defensive play you've ever made?
I'm off the top of my head. I'm sure, yeah. I've made, like, that. I didn't really, like, it's not like I did anything, like, special. I kind of just reacted, and, you know, I didn't, yes. Like, yeah. I'm sure I had some good plays in college, for sure, yeah.
How good of a hitter were you?
I was a good BP hitter. I wasn't a good hitter. I didn't like the process of working to be a hitter, you know? So I'm not going to lie. I was kind of a lazy hitter. And my coach was like, all right, you know what? You're going to be a PO. Like, I love pitching and I love like working out like a pitcher. I love like training like a pitcher, you know? It's just, I was never going to be a hitter.
Do you still find time at all to surf or longboard?
I mean, in the off season, maybe. It's kind of like in Hawaii, it was a lot easier just because I was like close. But
what else was life like in Hawaii?
It's hard to explain. It was fast. It was really? Fast. I liked it. I liked the pace. It was a good time.
Was that the first time you had ever been to Hawaii? Was going there to pitch?
Yeah.
Man. Well, Matt. Finally, what else is important to you besides baseball? What do you prioritize in life?
Just being happy, doing what I love. I'm doing it for the people I love. You know, trying to make my parents proud, my family. I'm sure they're already proud, but, you know, just always working hard, giving them something to be proud of.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Matt Gunter. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.